escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, hour number two. Good to have you with us on this Tuesday afternoon. We count you up until 4 o'clock. Doc Walker will be in for Craig Hoffman yet again, and he will take you home. Still to come on the show, we have short interviews with Tyler Owens, Commander second-year safety and special teamer as well. Commander's rookie linebacker, Kane Medrano, who had himself a nice end to the practice, as he will explain and as we will ask him about. One more for you on top of all that, former Dallas Cowboys, current Washington Commanders receiver Michael Gallup, who I thought had his best day of practice and stood out in a bunch of different ways. We will also talk to AWOT, Adam Epstein, who you can hear occasionally here on the Team 980, Saturday mornings 9 to noon, and as well 106.7 The Fan, and you can hear every day, Monday through Friday, down in Richmond on our sister station, 910 The Fan, and the Odyssey app. So all of that is still to come, but we've been, of course, talking about the terrible tragedy that happened last night in Midtown Manhattan at the NFL League office. And listen, again, I want to be clear. Terrible tragedies happen all the time. Often. I understand that I am talking about this, and we don't talk about every other one, okay? So I understand that some of you might be like, well, why is he blah, 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 blah? Please understand, I'm a sports talk show host. Please understand that the NFL league office, in some way, shape, or form, was reportedly targeted last night. Please understand that supposedly the reason for this is because of CTE or because of brain disease of some sort. Please understand that we have a responsibility to talk about things that intersect sometimes with society and life, but also with sports and controversial, polarizing topics and issues like CTE, like gun violence, like tragedy and loss of life. And in this case, it kind of rolls all together. And again, I ask you, sorry about that. Again, I ask you, does it make you, even if you don't have to make the decision to let your kid play football, even if you're just simply Uncle Charlie and ask for your opinion, but even if you're not in that situation, that's fine. We consume football at an enormous rate in this country. We do. We support it. We love it. We consume it. We buy it. We spend our time in it. We invest our emotions in it. Does what happened last night and what could be playing out in thousands and thousands, if not more, millions, I don't know, of brains. Does that make you feel any sort of way differently? That's what I'm trying to get at. It doesn't have to be just, would you let your kid play football? I don't do simple radio like that. Okay. This is, hey man, should we be watching and consuming and buying and supporting the amount of football that we do in this country, knowing what the possible ramifications and effects are? Should we be doing that? And the answer for me, again, is no, we shouldn't. But we do. And I do too, because it's my job and because it is something that I enjoy. But do I feel guilty about it? Hell yeah. Do I feel uncomfortable about it? Hell yeah. I'm a big professional wrestling fan. Same thing. I understand. These men and women, they take some ferocious bumps. Right? They do. And yet, I keep watching it. And I do a podcast about it. And I was sad when Hulk Hogan died. Right? So I'm guilty as charged. Maybe I should give it up. I don't know. I'm asking. I'm asking you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to the phones right here in the 2 o'clock hour and get to my guy, the Birdman, on line one. Get him aboard here because I know he's got a youngin at home, and we'll see what he has to say about this. Birdie, how are you, pal?
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
All right, Bird. What's going on?
I'm okay. You know, I got two sons. One's 17 and the other one's really young. He's six.
Right.
So this subject did come up. And I unequivocally said no. And my wife was like, well, why? And, you know, I played for her interviews with Brett Favre, Adrian Peterson, Troy Aikman, Bart Scott, where they all said they would not allow their kid to play.
Mm-hmm.
I furthermore said, listen, the NFL is the richest sport in the world. They have all the safety equipment. They cannot prevent this, let alone these high schools, because they don't have the safety equipment that the NFL does. They can't prevent them. So why are we allowing kids on a high school football field to do this? You know, mm-hmm. I don't know if they have medical doctors on a high school field. I don't know. The NFL does, and
they do at games, right? I mean, at games you'll see the ambulance at pretty much every high school sporting event. But what you don't know is, do they just have a trainer? And that's better than nothing, but as opposed to a doctor, right? I don't think at practices they have doctors. I mean, who's got the personnel to be able to do that?
And who has the money?
Well, you know, again, what we have to understand, and this is true, again, football, my beloved hockey, you and I are big wrestling fans, right? We have to understand that for our enjoyment, for our entertainment, people are not only doing harm to their body, right? Knees, back, whatever the case might be, hips, whatever it is, to do these sports and to do the entertainment, right? We know that's a part of it. And we just kind of, I don't know, I think we just kind of dismiss it and say, well, that's their choice. As long as they're comfortable with their choice, they can play football, they can play hockey, they can wrestle. And that is true. That's the spirit of this country. But the freedom of this country, in some ways, might be compromising the ability to make smart decision, one. Two, when we consume it the way we are consuming it, it further empowers, it further emboldens, if you will, the do at all costs mentality for our entertainment, for our enjoyment, for their pursuit of big time money, right? I mean, let's be honest. That's why they're doing it, and because they love it, or because they're good at it. And we just keep watching it. And I know I'm guilty as charged. I watch football and wrestling and hockey all the time. And I'm not just using those three, but I think there's a clear difference between baseball and basketball, right? Compared to those sports, compared to boxing, for God's sakes, compared to UFC or mixed martial arts.
Yeah, I think, CTE is very real. I mean, you just have to look back at Chris Benoit. As far as a wrestling thing, I really want to see the autopsy of the individual from last night, because for him to say CTE, I don't, you can't diagnose that without an autopsy.
Right.
We pointed that out
that like that is an assumption on his end, right? That is, and again, maybe they won't even do the testing, right? Maybe they will, maybe they won't. I don't know. But even if they do, there's not a guarantee, to your point, that he's got CTE. But clearly something was going on in his world, in his brain, in his mind, in his body, that put him in that position to do this. And he was blaming it on the NFL, and he was blaming it on the sport of football. And that's a problem. That's very real. We've seen self-harm, Junior Seau. You mentioned Chris Benoit, and that was not just self-harm. We have seen self-harm. We've seen other types of harm. But this is the first time that I can remember that we go, okay, wait a second. Did the sport of football lead to CTE, lead to a deranged lunatic walking into an office building in Midtown Manhattan, and if it was 5:30 instead of 6:30, Bert, how many people could he have taken out? Think about that.
Well, the good news is a lot of them people in that office, they don't go into work on Monday.
That's fair. So, but think about how different the victim count could have been if it was 4:30 instead of 6:30.
Absolutely. And I think, there's going to be a lot of questions. If he did have some type of brain disorder, how the heck was he able to get a concealed gun permit in Vegas?
There you go.
It's going to be a lot of questions around that, but I will leave you with this. I knew, sick people live in this world, Chris, and I knew back in 1999, I think it was, when Columbine happened, that once we allowed that to happen with nothing really done, this country was doomed. And since then, it's just been going down, so I will leave you with that. It's just sick people in the world.
Understood. Well said. Thank you, Bert. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you, as always, my friend. 301-230-0980. Let's get to line two. Ricardo is with us in Northeast D.C. Next up on the Team 980. Ricardo, how are you?
Thanks for taking my call, Chris.
Absolutely. Thanks for making that.
Now, I know you tying in him being the shooter, perpetrator, being near NFL headquarters and so on and so forth. CTE, we don't know if he has CTE. Obviously, like the previous call said, correct, you need an autopsy for that. Football and all these other violent sports are modern day gladiators. I wonder how, it was back in the real gladiator days compared to this. I mean, supposedly they were fighting lions and fighting each other with weapons. This is these are gladiators. But it really boils down to sensible gun laws in this country. And like the previous caller said, after Columbine and Sandy Hook and the kid went down to a church now and just murdered the supermarket up in Buffalo.
Yep.
This And I don't think any of those people has CTI or whatever it is.
Yeah, CTE. I mean, we don't know. To your point, we don't know. And certainly there's no direct connection with football. The reason why I'm making the direct connection to football is based on the reporting. This guy had a manifesto in his wallet that said he was mad at the NFL and asked people to examine his brain because he believed or he thought or he felt that he had CTE from playing football. So that's why I'm obviously tying it all together.
Please. I got you. No, I agree. I see what you're doing here.
Yeah.
But it really doesn't matter the reason why these people are doing these mass shootings, because there's different reasons why. The bottom line, we don't have sensible gun laws in this country.
That is correct.
And that's, and you know, after Columbine, I listed all the mass shootings and nothing's been done. Basically, guns and gun violence is as American as apple pie, Chris, unfortunately. And I've seen people wear these shirts and bumper stickers, so don't say I'm talking crazy, because
you see bumper
stickers and shirts.
I'm with you, man. If it was up to me, I'd get rid of every gun legal. I would get rid of every gun that I could.
Let's blame the gun laws in this country, Chris. That's basically what it boils down to. But thank you. I really appreciate you taking my call.
Absolutely. I appreciate you calling, and I appreciate you listening. Thank you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get Mark and Largo in here on line three. What's up, Mark? How are you?
Hey, Chris. How you doing, man?
Right,
you know, what's sad about this is, I'm going to tell you something that I found out the harsh way, and I think everybody who has lost a parent finds this. You lose a parent is one thing, but I found out in a really harsh way losing my parent 11 years ago. I love this country, and regardless of what everybody say, I love this country. Sometimes I don't like what goes on inside of the country, but I love this country. But I think this typifies what we're going to talk about if we're going to really get to the meat and potatoes of everything that's going on. This country is about if you're wealthy and everything else. If you're not wealthy or rich, you're poor. It doesn't matter. And they're not going to do anything for the gun laws, just like they're not going to do anything about drugs, just like because they're pulling too much money in here. And the rich keep getting richer off of this. They should. I know if we was in another country like Canada or Europe, it would be a totally different story. But they should. This is a class action war. It's not about race. And this is going to surprise a lot of people. I'm not talking about race. This is about rich and poor in this country. And when people start to realize that this is about rich and poor, they're never going to do anything about the guns. They're just never going to do anything about – it's like they're never going to do anything about drugs. Drugs – you know what I find interesting about drugs? Drugs have been going into the indigent communities since the 70s, since the Vietnam War, since we were born. And all races have been affected with this. They're not going to do nothing about that. Guns, all races have been affected by this. They're not going to do anything about it. And until the citizens of this country can put race aside and come together and say, you know what? It ain't about black or white. It's about rich or poor. If we could band together and go at the elites, we could make some changes. That's what they're afraid of. That's what the elites are afraid of. Until we can do that as a group of people, not race, as a group of Americans, and say, I don't like how the drugs are done. I don't like how the guns are done. I know that there's a CTE problem that's going on to this country. This all coincides with what I'm talking about, Chris. Trust me when I say this. If we're going to go there, we're going to go there. Okay? So, you know, it's different. It's a different conversation that I've normally had because I'm usually talking about the commanders and everything. But this is, this is a deep issue with me. And I think it's more about wealth than race. It's always been about that.
I don't disagree. That doesn't mean that somebody who has access to and is wealthy doesn't and can't do some horrible things.
I agree.
But this is, in my opinion, obviously this goes beyond football and CTA. There is no doubt about that. But in my opinion, this is about people that believe so feverishly in the Constitution and say that how dare we take away my rights. And they are willing to deal with the horrible carnage every day that we see in this country for that. How dare you take away my rights? And that part is not just about rich versus the poor. That, in my opinion, is about selfish versus unselfish.
Or people who
Does that make sense?
They're entitled, Chris.
Yeah,
yes,
well,
makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Or, here's another point, people who think they're entitled and they find out they're not.
Yes.
They're just like everybody else.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's the saddest reality that a lot of Americans don't want to face. They think they're entitled. They think they have it together. Then they come to find out that they don't. So they act out. And that's
well
the
said.
Sad part about this.
Well said.
And the other thing is,
real quick,
Chris, you do a great job, man. You should do a podcast on a separate talking about this for real. You really should. Talk to you later, buddy.
Thank you, pal. Appreciate you. That is a good call. And no doubt, listen, people are not going to exactly agree. And this is not really my area of expertise and my realm. But my area of expertise in doing this show is, yes, sports related, sports rooted. But I really and truthfully feel that my area of expertise that I can lend to the world and this show and this city and this area and anybody that's listening is the use of common sense. The use of common sense is something that we do a terrible job of in this world. The use of common sense. And to me, there are so many more things that we can do, but we are too selfish. And at times that includes me. We are too selfish to do that could benefit the greater good. But we are too fixated on being selfish. 301-230-0980. More of your calls, more of your reaction coming up. After 2:30, we'll probably try and spin it a different way. And obviously, again, we're not going to ignore this. But I understand I don't want to depress everybody. But we're stuck living in this world, right? And when something ties into the sports world, like what happened last night, I don't know what you want me to do. But we will try and obviously sprinkle in some camp observations that I've had through 6 days and especially today. And we'll start our interview parade and we'll start knocking them down. We will probably start, let's see here. We'll start with Tyler Owens on the other side of 2:30 because I talked to him on Sunday and I want to make sure we get to him. Tyler Owens, young Commanders second year player and safety and special teamer. You will hear from him in about 10 or 12 minutes right here on the Team 980. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, Let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, quick turnaround here to the trending alert, but let's get back to the calls and get as many of you guys aboard as we can. And again, we'll have a little bit of an interview parade coming up. We'll start with Tyler Owens, but then we will get to Michael Gallup. And as well, we will get to rookie linebacker Kane Medrano, and then AWOD, Adam Epstein, will join us in the 3 o'clock hour. So let's get to you on the phones here, 301-230-0980. And again, look, I know there's 100,000 people that would rather talk about Terry McLaurin wanting a ridiculous sum of money versus the Commanders offering a ridiculous sum of money, ridiculous all things considered. I understand that. But sometimes we can be above the normal rat race. Sometimes we can actually use our brains on a subject that involves a very touchy, sensitive subject, basically brain disease. And as a result, the violent sports that we watch, consume, play, love, and whether we're doing things wrong, whether we should reevaluate how we watch, how we consume, what we think, what we do. I mean, I've been thinking about this forever and ever and ever. Unfortunately, it takes a tragedy like what happened last night to really have it hit home. And I'm saying that as honestly as I can. Let's get to Mitch in Jersey here before the bottom of the hour. What's up, Mitch? How are you?
How's it going, Chris? A very depressing and sad situation here.
Yeah.
It happens too much. It's like we're all in worse enemy.
Yeah. I mean, it's happened. You know, I was looking at a number last night. I think the number is like 280 something. But defined mass shootings in the United States of America in 7 months. And the way they define it is, I believe, four victims either killed or shot or injured outside of the perpetrator. And so what does that tell you? I mean, if that number is right, 280, or let's just use 280, and we're 7 months in to 2025, Mitch, what does that tell you? I mean, it tells you that there's, four a day? Four a day, if I'm calculating right.
We have a mental health issue.
Yeah.
We have to get medical coverage for everybody, and that's so expensive, especially psychiatry.
We got to get a lot. Got to get a lot.
Get people in medicine.
Yeah. I don't want to turn this into a political. I don't want to turn this into a political debate, but there's things that we can do that we are flat out not doing. Period. And some of it is what you were just mentioning, and then there's the obvious spicy potato, which is gun control.
How do we get all the guns off the streets, out of houses? We have these gun makers go out of business, defund them.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very,
did we lose it?
And this guy, he stopped playing football out of high school. He had no ambition to go to college for pros.
Yeah.
Anyway, it could have been worse. It could have been a lot worse. He got on the wrong elevator.
Absolutely. And who knows if he would have been able to get off. I don't know. Again, office buildings work differently. But let me ask you this, Mitch. You watch a lot of football. I watch a lot of football. We all watch a lot of football. Are you going to watch any less football because of this? Or are we just reacting because it's fresh in our minds, and a week from now we're going to forget about it and just go back to watching more football?
I watch enough. But I'll be going watching USC and Sundays.
Okay.
But it's not the NFL's fault. It's Are you going to blame everything that happened to us on a company or somebody else?
No. I mean, I do think the NFL could do a lot more. They don't want to do a lot more because it's bad publicity and because it's very expensive. I appreciate the phone call, Mitch. Thank you. Flat out. I mean, let's call it what it is. The NFL could always do a lot more. They're going to say they're doing plenty. They're not. They're going to say that they're doing everything that they can do. Trust me, they're not. Trust me, they're not. But maybe, because this truly hit home, maybe they have a different response out of this. I don't think so, but maybe. All right, let's do this. Let's do a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And then we will come back and hear from Commanders, second-year safety and special teamer Tyler Owens, one of three player interviews that we'll have for you over the next hour and a half. All right, so as we've been talking about, of course, tragedy terribly in Midtown Manhattan last night at the NFL's league headquarters, 345 Park Avenue, in which four victims were unfortunately killed, and then a fifth victim, the alleged gunman, turned the gun on himself and killed himself. According to police and multiple media reports. Now, what makes it a sports story is, in addition to it being at the NFL League office buildings in New York City, apparently he had a grievance, did the perpetrator, against the NFL over a claim that he suffered from CTE, there was other examples that he cited, according to, again, police and multiple reports as to what led him to the rampage. Meanwhile, from the football field itself, the Commanders are going to have tomorrow off. They wrapped up a three-day-in-a-row session. They were not in full pads on Tuesday as they were on Monday. The fans were indeed out, and most of the veterans back in the fold, including Zach Ertz, Laremy Tunsil, Marshawn Lattimore, Von Miller, and more. Bernard Raymond has signed a four-year, $100 million contract extension with the Indianapolis Colts. He's a left tackle and a former tight end who was highly thought of as a third-round pick coming out in 2022. The Nationals look for four in a row tonight in Houston after winning the series opener and winning the last two in Minnesota. They'll try and do it. 8:10 Eastern Time, 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. Charlie and Dave have you covered starting at 7:40. Right now, the Orioles leading the Jays 4-3 in the top of the sixth. And that's what's trending.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good to have you with us as we continue along on this Tuesday. And again, I understand it is a controversial, polarizing issue. I get it. And too often leads to politics and stuff that we are not experts in, and stuff that we don't normally talk about. But when it all intersects and intertwines with the most popular sport in the United States, for sad, terribly awful reasons, I don't know how you do a talk show and ignore it. There's a real legitimate issue here. And it's not just about, do you let your kid play football or not? It's, do we continue to consume the sport we love? The sport we talk about all the time. At the same rate, do we continue to support it? Do we continue to champion it? And unfortunately, I think what's going to happen is people will be sad and respectful and somber for 3 days, and then we'll go back to, holy crap, football is awesome. Right? I mean, we will. The kind of society we live in is not a society that uses common sense a whole lot. And again, I'm guilty of it too. I'll watch football. I'll continue to watch football. Now, maybe I can convince myself you don't need to watch as much as you do. Maybe that's my form of protest. I'll see how long that lasts. I'll see how that goes. But it is hard considering what I do for a living. Not impossible, but hard. All right. Let's do this. Tyler Owens, second year safety, special teamer, perhaps play a little dime linebacker. He's been all over the field making some plays. Caught up with him on Sunday, after practice on a steamy Sunday morning in the nation's capital and, in this case, Northern Virginia. So this was before his pop, if you will, that a lot of people have mentioned against Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt or Bill in Monday's practice with full pads on. So I just want to keep that in mind. But he did have an interception on Friday against Marcus Mariota that we asked him about and more. Here is Tyler Owens of the Washington Commanders.
All right, here with second year safety, Tyler Owens. 4 days through camp, it's hot as hell. We all know that. I know you're used to it, but how would you say it's gone so far?
I feel like we're taking the steps we need to take. I mean, we're just learning the defense, getting more comfortable, and then like building trust between us. You know, we got new players and parts, so just trying to get that to match right.
For you, you obviously were a standout in camp last year, which allowed you to make the 53-man roster. What is different about this compared to that? Just less. You always have to prove yourself, but is there less having to prove yourself feeling or not?
No, I think it's the same. I just attack it the same way I did last year, you know. Nothing's guaranteed, but, you know, so I don't really like to think about, like, oh, I made it last year, so I just take it like I'm undrafted again, so.
You had an interception the other day.
Yeah.
I think that was off of Marcus Mariota, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Plays like that, obviously, for a defense, anytime a defense can turn somebody over, it allows you, right, a little wiggle room to give up something if you can make that kind of big play and change around the course of a game or a drive.
Yeah, people say that, but I mean, I don't feel like that because if I make a play like a pick or something, and then I give up a big one, in my head, that shit all out the window. I don't really think like that, but I mean, some people do like to say that.
Talk about year one into year two, and obviously, again, you made the team last year. You had familiarity with the scheme, with the system, with the terminology, with your teammates. How much more freer are you able to play mentally and maybe in other ways because of that?
I do feel a lot more free just being more comfortable with the defense my second year in it. So, I mean, it allows me to mess with it a little bit, mess with the quarterback, and it allows me to make plays and get back in.
Right. So is it less, maybe less of a gambling or, I mean, you always have to anticipate, but is it less gambling, more knowing? Is that what you would say?
I would say it's a little bit of both. It's always been like that. Just learning defense, it's been like that. But now it's like more calculated gambling.
You've got a bunch of new teammates on the back end. Obviously, Will at safety and you know, Kwan's still here and Percy got extended, and then a couple of new corners. How is that whole entire group kind of developing chemistry and that communication, which is so important?
Well, like the new pieces besides the rookies, they pretty much, they have a lot of experience in the game. So I feel like with their experience of coming in and our system and everything, just how it meshes, I feel like it's going pretty good for like the first rookie count. So.
Do you ask them for help because they've been in the NFL longer, or do they ask you for help because you've been here longer? The new guys.
I would ask them for help more often because, I mean, pretty much the defense is copycat league, so cover three is going to be cover three all everywhere. So I would ask them more things about, like, the game and their knowledge, like this guy right here.
Hi. That's Bobby Wagner. He's a pretty good leader, huh? What does it mean to have him and some of the veteran leadership that you had from the start last year, but specifically Bobby?
It helps a lot. I mean, you get to learn things from these guys, you know, Hall of Fame, Gold Jacket, and he knows a lot more than I do. And I learn things every day, so, I mean, it's great to have vets in the league. I learn stuff from Zach and all the offensive guys, so great to have vets.
Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate you.
All right, that is Tyler Owens with a special cameo from Bobby Wagner. It obviously played out a little bit better on video because you could see Bobby Wagner coming up to us talking and kind of interjecting a little bit in a nice, positive way, certainly. And it then led to that answer, that question, what have you. Bobby Wagner's awesome. Just what a great leader. Just going to be an absolute stud in anything that he does. And I mean, listen, I'd be shocked if he's not in Canton sometime in the next, let's just call it 7 to 10 years, just to give a little wiggle room in case he decides to keep playing. Bobby Wagner is going to be in Canton, and he should. And he's right now the starting middle linebacker of the Washington Commanders. Before we take the timeout, I noticed from ESPN Bet, because I follow them, they generate a lot of content. Can Von Miller help bring the Commanders to the Super Bowl for the first time since the 1991 season? And they have a video of Von Miller jogging over to the back corner of the fans to sign autographs and whatnot. This really is just more like, hey, can we promote and can we pump up what odds we have so that you can try and gamble? And so that we can make more money. But it is what it is. They generate content, what have you. And it has two options, or I shouldn't say options. It has two bits of information attached to the question of Von Miller. Again, can he bring the Commanders to the Super Bowl for the first time since 1991? And the video of him jogging over and signing autographs. And that is Washington to win the NFC. +850. Washington to win the Super Bowl, still holding steady at +1,800, which is what I locked myself into, I think a $3 bet, I want to say, probably 3 or 4 months ago. So at least according to ESPN, Washington winning the Super Bowl is at +1,800, and that's what I locked in, I believe, a couple of months ago. Not on ESPN, on a different site, but you get the point. And the answer to both is, hell yeah, they can. A lot of things have to go right, not just Von Miller. We're not just in the content business, we're in the reality business. And yes, Von Miller is a part of that, and yes, he will help them. But I think we all know that a lot of other things have to go right. And wrong for other teams. For the Commanders to wind up playing at Santa Clara at the 49ers stadium, Levi Stadium, in mid-February for Super Bowl 60. All right, we'll take a timeout. When we return, let's hear from, Michael Gallup, former Cowboy receiver, current Washington receiver. I thought he had his best day of training camp so far. Noticed him a bunch right in front of me. Maybe that was why. I don't know. But Michael Gallup and his plight to return to the NFL and to secure a roster spot here for the Washington Commander, the Commanders. The former Cowboy will join us next on the other side, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, team in front of three right here on the Team 980. Don't forget my buddy AWOD, Adam Epstein, who's wrapping up his show now on the Odyssey app and 910 The Fan in Richmond from Commanders Camp. He's going to join us about 3:15 live and get his thoughts on what he's seen the last couple of days. He and Michael Phillips have been out there the last 3 days for 910 The Fan in Richmond and Odyssey as well. So we'll get his thoughts on what he's been noticing and seeing. As well, don't forget, this is my last show of the week. Linnell Willingham will be here Wednesday and Thursday. I believe Doc will be here on Friday because Craig is back on Friday. So Doc can shift back down. So Linnell Wednesday and Thursday and Doc on Friday. And let me just tell you, I tease Linnell, but he takes his craft very seriously. He's over the top. He's in your face. He's a lot to deal with, but he takes it very seriously. So you'll get some really good football content and information and observations, stuff that I don't even pay attention to, that I just don't care about. That's what he does. And man, is he not social at practice. Boy. All right. What I paid attention to this morning was Michael Gallup doing a good job. A bunch of different routes, a bunch of different plays that he was involved in. Certainly to me, again, somewhat untrained eye, not able to watch video, not able to be a coach. To me, he stood out for the first time in camp and made a difference and made his presence felt. So I caught up with him after today's practice on the turnaround from being a former Dallas Cowboy dealing with all the injuries and now being here in training camp for the Washington Commanders. All right, here with Michael Gallup, Washington Commanders. Of course, a former Dallas Cowboy. How has this transition been? First week of camp, obviously, you know, with everything that you went through in your career, injury-wise, your time in Dallas, and obviously now over here.
Oh, I mean, you know, it's a journey. That's all it is. I'm blessed to be back out here, though. Had a great time in Dallas. Love all them boys still. But now we over here now, so we repping them Commanders.
Now it's time to beat the Cowboys from this perspective. So today's practice, I saw you catch a slant. Then you ran a deep go, it looked like, you know, up the sideline, and you drew a holding penalty. Mm-hmm. Then you had another big catch. I don't know, just from my perspective, maybe the most I've noticed you, did you feel like a little bit different today in terms of the opportunity, in terms of your overall?
I'm still, you know, finding my role in this offense. I mean, it's always been when I'm, you know, any team I'm on, getting where you fit in. Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
Yeah.
So, I got some reps today. Got to make the most of it. That's all it is. Just trying to get in there.
I mean, you feel good, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it looked like it stood out. I think you beat was it Sanders still on the hold, I think? I can't remember. So many plays in the practice, but
yeah.
It definitely stood out. From a receiver perspective, we know how really good you were before, obviously, getting injured. Where do you feel like you've improved throughout your years and throughout your time in the NFL the most? Is there one area that you feel like, all right, this used to be a weakness, now this is a strength?
Honestly, it's not even really football related. It's just having a good mindset mm-hmm. about everything. I come out here every day, just blessed to be out here. But for me, I mean, the biggest thing is just being consistent. That's all you can do when you're coming back from any type of injury, anything you know, working it at home, whatever, just mm-hmm. being consistent, come in here, put good stuff on film.
How important is family in that? I mean, you know, guys talk about, and I know how important my family is in terms of pushing and supporting and whatever. We overlook that as right in the football world sometimes, but that support, that structure, that backbone is really important wherever it comes from, but specifically from family, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I got a 3-year-old and a 5-month-old. Every day I get to go home and see them. If you had a good day, bad day, they're going to ask you about it. And then you just get to, you know, be a dad, play with them, hang out with them. So it's definitely a big blessing to have a support, you know, from your family. And then you come out here and then you just, you know, release everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you go back home. And that's a, you know, big de-stressor for me. So
This wide receiver group obviously missing a big name in Terry, as everybody knows. I'm not going to ask you about that.
Yep.
But Debo obviously made a great catch today. Your production, as I mentioned, McCaffrey had a couple of good catches. How do you feel? Moore had a circus catch on the sideline. How do you feel this group is kind of coming together, gelling together as a unit, if you will?
I mean, it's coming along. Everybody does a little bit something different.
Yeah.
That's what the quarterbacks are, starting to understand. Debo brings a whole different ball game. He can get in the backfield. He can go out wide. He can go in the slot. I'm deep ball frat. Noah can do everything.
Yeah.
Luke, he can run all day. So it's just everybody does a little something different, and we're just trying to mesh it all together.
One last thing. Day off tomorrow, right? I think you guys get a complete day off. What besides playing with the kids and whatever, how do you relax? How do you get away? How do you kind of chill out and not do too much and clear the mind a little bit?
I just think, you go home and you do the normal things, just hang out, just be there, go eat, make sure you recover, do a little something like that, watch a little bit of film, but nothing too crazy. It's just a normal day.
Not a good cheat meal day?
That's normally today.
Okay.
Can't do
all right.
That's
okay.
Normally today.
I got
tonight,
you. So what's our cheat meal tonight?
Cheat meal?
What's the plan of the time?
Honestly, I'm probably going to have a steak tonight.
Attaboy.
I got to have me a steak.
Attaboy.
Mandatory. Get some
like
mac
a
40-ounce
steak?
Oh, no, not that big. We still got to run.
Some steak and some mac and cheese.
Yes,
to a 16-ounce T-bone. That'll do you good.
Gotcha.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you.
All right, that is Washington Commanders wide receiver, former Cowboys receiver, Michael Gallup, trying to make this roster. And today certainly helped. Appreciate his time and for hanging out. Hope you guys enjoyed that conversation. I got some video of it. Lou DiPietro, Chicken Parm Lou, putting it up on the Team 980 on Twitter and X, I believe on Instagram as well. So you can check out the video of that if you would like. All right. Timeout, top of the hour, 3 o'clock straight ahead when we return. Again, AWOD will join us from Commander's Camp live, and as well, you will also hear my interview with Commanders rookie linebacker Kane Medrano. Stay with us.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.